ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो टुडे रीडिंग कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 4 वर्स 19 The atrocities of King Kansa. Bhuvi bhumani bhutani yatha yatha yanti apyanti cha nayam atma tathe teshu विपयन्ति यथेव भू भू ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद नाउ दिस इज द स्टेटमेंट मेड बाय कंस इन दिस वर्ल्ड We can see that pots, dolls, and other product of the earth appears, break, and then disappear, mixing with the earth. Similarly, the bodies of all conditioned living entities are annihilated, but the living entity, like the earth itself, are unchanging and never annihilated na hanyate sarire. Now Srila Prabhupada has given purport as under that although Kansa is described as a demon He had good knowledge of affairs of Atma Tattva, the truth of self. 5,000 years ago, there was king like Kansa, who is described as an Asura, but he was better than modern politicians and diplomats who have no knowledge about Atma Tattva. As stated in Vedas, Asango he aham purusha. The spirit soul has no connection with the changes of material body. The body undergoes 6 changes, birth, growth, sustenance, byproducts, dwindling, then annihilation. But the soul undergoes no such changes. Even after annihilation of a particular bodily form, the original source of the bodily elements are not changed. The living entity enjoys the material body, which appears and disappears. But the 5 elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether, remain the same. The example given here is that pots and dolls are produced from the earth and then broken or destroyed, they mingle with their original ingredients. In this case, the source of supply remains the same. As already discussed, the body is made according to the desire of soul. The soul desires, and thus the body is formed. Krishna, therefore, says in Bhagavad Gita 1861, Ishvara Sarvabhutana हृदय से अर्जुन तिष्ठति। ब्रह्मयन सर्वभूतानि यांत्रणानि मायाया। द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इज सिचुएटेड इन एवरी वन्स हार्ट ओ अर्जुन एंड इज डायरेक्टिंग द वंडरिंग्स ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज हु आर सीटेड एज ऑन ए मशीन मेड ऑफ द मटीरियल एनर्जी। नाइदर सुपर सोल परमात्मा नॉर द इंडिविजुअल सोल चेंजेज इट्स ओरिजिनल स्पिरिचुअल आइडेंटिटी। द आत्मा डज नॉट अंडरगो बर्थ डेथ और चेंज लाइक द बॉडी। देयरफोर ए वैदिक एफोरिज्म सेज असंगो हे अहम पुरुषः। ऑल्दो द सोल इज कंडीशन्ड विद इन द मटीरियल बॉडी ही हैज नो कनेक्शन विद द चेंज ऑफ द मटीरियल बॉडी। हियर वी सी दैट डीमन कंस इज डिस्क्राइब हियर और ही इज डीमन एज स्टेटेड इन भगवद गीता चैप्टर 16 वर्स 7। व्हाट आर द क्वालिफिकेशन ऑफ डीमंस? दे डोंट फॉलो एनी वैदिक इंजंक्शंस। दे डोंट नो व्हाट टू डू एंड व्हाट टू डू एंड व्हाट नॉट टू डू। देयर बिहेवियर इज नेवर प्रॉपर and you will not find truth in them. In Manusmriti it is stated that actually women should not be given freedom, but it doesn't mean that they are slaves. As stated in Shastra that they are always guided by father or after marriage husband or elderly son thereafter. But the demons like to exploit the situation by so-called freedom to the woman, and what happened we have seen in the material world today. Actually, I was surprised recently. I was in court and in one matter I was taking the opinion of assistant police commissioner that why there is so much corruption, or means the girls are so much spoiled. So he told me, Prabhuji, 98% of the girls who are studying in colleges, or they are having directly or indirectly any relationship with the boys, they are all spoiled. I was shocked. 98%, he says, forget about the outsiders, their own relatives, friends, known people, whom you have full faith, they take the advantage of the situation. So these demons, you know, as stated further in Bhagavad Gita, they will give charity and confuse the people. They consider themselves they are very learned, but actually they call themselves they are learned. They know Veda. They think they know Vedas. Just like we read just now, Kansa was talking to his sister philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, which is stated in second chapter very elaborately. We'll talk a little bit about that. But he is teaching. He is giving lecture to his sister. But whatever lecture we may give to anybody, if there is no realization, there will not be any effect. And that has happened in our society. You know, previously, these caste Brahmins, they were giving big, big lectures. But there was no realization. And they have actually spoiled the total society. So here, we see, they take the hadith, these people take high position, talk high philosophy, and the example I can give another, that demon like Hiranyakashipu, he was also talking very high philosophy. We may talk a little bit about him. But you will see, when he has gone to Brahma, after doing tapasya, usually demons, they all go to demigods only. Less intelligent people. So demons comes in the category of less intelligent. Whatever, they may be very scholar, but they are demons because they worship devatas. And you know, see the result of Hiranyakashipu. What happened? He worshipped Brahma and asked Brahma to give him immortality, so he should not die. One side he is talking high philosophy after the death of Hiranyaksha. And another side, after doing tapasya, asking Brahma, please give me, so that I should know, give me the boon, so I should not die. So this is the characteristic. There is double standard. You can never rely, whether it's politicians or the demons. They may talk very high on this subject. Now, we will talk a little bit about, first, about Hiranyakashipu, because, you know, what actually he has done. Though, we see it that Hiranyakashipu, after when Hiranyaksha was killed, you know, and he was, his family member were crying very badly. When they were crying, so Hiranyakashipu, he started giving lecture to them. And what is the lecture he has given? That is stated in Bhagavatam, 7th canto. Very detailed lecture. I hope I remember it. Actually, he said it that... just one minute, I'm sorry. After the death of Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakashipu was extremely angry, but he was a politician. He knew how to act according to the situation, and he spoke to the relatives. What he spoke? You should not lament. Family is like a restaurant. Many travelers come and take water, drink, and you know, continue the journey respective for their destination. Similarly, the living entities, joined together in a family, And later on, as a result of their own action, they led a path for their destination. Another example, we can see the people come in train, they sit down in a particular train coming from different places, and in one compartment they are sitting, sometimes they talk together, sometimes they eat also, and you know, according to their destination they will get down, and they will never meet again. This is the situation of the family. So here Hiranyakashipu started telling in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that, you know, when these, he gave the history of one king, Sujana, who died, and the queens were crying. He was just telling this story to Diti and all the family members, that they were crying so heavily, and they were, the body of the husband was lying on their lap, and they were, that the sound of their crying has gone, reached to Yamloka. And when they were crying so heavily, and at that time Yamraj, in the body of a boy, personally came and said, "I am a child. Lord is protecting me. So why you are crying? King's body is lying here." Previously you people were asking question, he was replying the question. Now he is lying here, but he is not replying the question. At that time when he was replying the question, you have not seen who was replying, because that's something which was inside. And the person is there, and you cannot see that person. So the boy said, in the form of Yamraj, "There is no need of lamentation." At that time, Yamraj also narrated another story of a hunter who was spreading his net, and in that net, after spreading that, one wife of this world Kalinga, she was trapped in it, and the husband was outside, the hunter was in search of, he went to how to kill the husband, Kalinga world, and he was very unhappy, feeling that, you know, my wife has died, now who will take care of the children? And he was, but at that time a hunter saw the opportunity, and he shot the arrow and he killed this Kalinga man also, killed him. So the boy in form, who was in the form of Yamraj, that you can see your own death, your husband will not come back. So you people should stop grieving. Like that, this Hiranyakashipu was giving big lecture to all these ladies. Now here we'll see that in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is stated that these demons, they talk. Actually, at this age, 500 means 5,000 years before, once, you know, the demons were in position to speak high philosophy, but now these politicians, searching another page. So these politicians comes and describe as a demon, and he has no knowledge of the affairs of the Atma Tattva. He had knowledge of the Atma. But today's politician, 5,000 years ago, there was King like Kamsa, who described as Asur, but he was better than the modern politicians. I may tell you something about little bit about the modern politicians. Modern politicians, actually, big politician. They will talk very high about the spiritual subject, but they will never apply anything in their life. Just like sadhus have done the same thing, politicians. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharat Bhumila Hoida Manas, Janma Sarthak Kar Kar Parupkar, until unless we make our own life successful, you know, we cannot preach to other people. Why Srila Prabhupada was successful? Why successful? Because whatever you are preaching, first you are applying in life. And that is the principle. If anybody wants to be a successful preacher, first he should apply those principles in his life, then he'll get the mercy of the Lord, and by that mercy he can preach and he can change the life of other people. Now when you see that in the case of politician, I will not give names of those politicians in India. One of the top politicians said that if Krishna was dancing with gopis in midnight, or Krishna has taken away cloth of gopis while they were taking bath, if this is true, then I will not call myself Hindu. Top person. This is the way these politicians, they talk. And, you know, they talk very big subject, ahimsa paramo dharma, yato dharma tatosha. Killing of the people in the battle of Kurukshetra is not the work of God. God cannot do this type of thing. They don't believe in the whatever is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Chaturvarnam maya system, gunakarma vibhagse. They say, what is this? What is this Bhagavad Gita talking? You know, gunakarma vibhagse. You see, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Say, this Shudra? No, they are Harijan. Nobody is Shudra. Gita is not a book for Hindus. This system, whatever is stated in Bhagavad Gita, is prevalent throughout the world. You go anywhere, you will find intelligent people, you will find administrative people, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, business people. A Shudra word is used here as a working class. Shudra doesn't mean, actually it is said that if a family have four children, four sons, father has four sons, they have been given different job. One is a teacher, one is taking administrative work, one is, you know, doing business, and one is serving other three brothers. But it doesn't mean that, you know, somebody is very superior, somebody is inferior. That means the work was divided like that. But because there is no knowledge, they haven't got the knowledge of the Shastra, and that is why all total problem is created. Now, as is stated here in this sloka, that that the spirit soul has no connection with the change, and Kansa clearly said it, that we can see that the pots and dolls and other products of the earth appears, break and disappear, mix with the earth. So like the earth itself are unchanging and never annihilated, na hanyate hanyate sharire. So he is giving the high philosophy that, you know, we never die. And so that's why you should not lament. If you see, if we are the philosophy which is teaching, first of all, it has no meaning. But the real philosophy is being given in Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated clearly that in second chapter on this subject particularly, that though he is talking the philosophy, but Bhagavad Gita in 2.13, 2.14, 2.15, 2.17, 2.20, 2.22, 13, 20, all second chapter is completely full of the philosophy. And if this philosophy is being given by Lord Krishna, and particularly starts with that, Dehna Asim Tatha Deha Komaranta Yovana Tatha Dehantar Prati Dhira Svatana Mohate. Now, this is the philosophy that, you know, any intelligent person, you know, will never, because soul is immortal, and we get the boyhood and the old, young mold and old age, and the body at the time of death, the soul takes another body. And so there is no cause of lamentation, and one should not be disturbed by happiness and distress of this material world. The total philosophy that is a person who is liberated fit for liberation, he is never disturbed for the happiness and distress of this material world. And then explained very detailed that the soul cannot be destroyed by any matter. Soul has no birth. Soul birth and there is no death. Soul is eternal. Bhansansi jirnani yata baha. As person puts up a new garment, giving up the old garment, soul accept the new body. Nanan chidan. Soul cannot be seen, and it cannot be cut by any weapon, or it cannot. So we have to understand, one who has taken birth, it is sure that he has to die. Soul cannot be slain, and then it's explained very detailed. You have to do your duty. If you don't do your duty, then that is sin. And detail finally said that fight without considering the loss and gain. If you don't fight, that is sin. So if anybody can make little advancement on this subject, then he will be considered, one can save himself from the most dangerous situation of life. And people who are very much attached to the enjoyment, they will never reach to the determination. And finally, 447 says that karmanyavadhikarastamab. This sloka has been completely misunderstood, as it was mentioned, that they don't know actually. They one-fourth of the sloka they will study, they will read. Work is worship. What is work? So this is the way the politicians have explained that you should work. But Bhagavad Gita is explaining very clearly that all work, whatever work you may be doing, is all bandhan karak, is all binding you. Whatever you are doing, because in material world, there is no solution. Material world, if you want to find out any solution, the solution itself is a fire, just like solution is like butter you are putting on the fire. You are thinking that this is solution, but that is not solution. that solution is bring like a butter on the fire. Nobody can solve the problem in the material world. And that is the stated in Bhagavatam very detailed on this subject. That if you want to solve the problem, solution will bring new problem which will be worse than the original problem. The only solution Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam is teaching us, that if we take shelter of Lord and we follow the instruction given in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, then we can understand how to solve the problem. Somehow or other we have entered in this mess by our own karma. And it's very difficult to come out of it. As stated in Bhagavatam, because here Kansa is talking about to his sister about she should not worry about the death of these children. When a relative dies, one certainly becomes very much interested in philosophy. This is the position we see here, actually. Though there is another philosophy, it is clearly people think that one should not be aggrieved by the loss. The material world, this is the conception of the self-preservation, is the first law of the nature. According to this conception, one should be interested in the present safety and should then consider safety of the personal safety. One should be concerned with interested personal safety, then he should consider the safety of friendship, love, nationality, community, and so, which have all developed because of the bodily concept of life. This is the thing going on in the society. And lack of knowledge of the spiritual soul, and this is all agyan. Whatever we have been taught today in the school and colleges today, it is all is agyan. They are all anarya. And that's why Madhvacharya has explained the real thing, but Srila Prabhupada, in the end of the 7th canto, 2nd part, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada said, then the relative dies, one certainly becomes very much interested in philosophy. But when the funeral ceremony is over, they again become attentive for their material activities. Even Daitya, who are materialistic persons, sometimes think of the philosophy when some relative meet death. The technical term for this attitude of the materialist person is called sansan vairagya. People feel it very detachment till the time of the cemetery. Today at least demon think like that, but today people are worse than that. I have seen the people in the cemetery when they go for the funeral ground, funeral is going on and they are talking about the share market. You see, and these are the people guiding people to the, means today they are big people, just like I talk about the politicians. Actually, most of the politicians are hypocrites. And hypocrisy is revealed very, they put wonderful, because they are the people who are guiding the society. I may tell you one story, how hypocrite they are. They do something, they talk something, and their behavior is completely different. And that's why, and people understand. In a legal profession, there's one story. One advocate, he started his practice. And when he started his practice, at that time, he decorated his office nicely, put the telephone in it. And you know, when he was sitting in his office, one gentleman entered. So he thought, oh, this man may be my client. So to impress that person, you know, he started talking on the telephone that, oh, Prime Minister Sahab, Bajpayee ji, don't worry about the case. I will take care of the case. You please, you can phone me whenever you want to. He started talking. Actually, there was no Bajpayee ji, no Prime Minister, nothing. But he was just to impress that person, you know, and he started, then he made another two big, big phone calls to the people. And after finishing the two phone calls, he asked the gentleman, so how can I serve you? Please ask the reason of his coming. She says, well, I'm a technician from telecom company. Your telephone is not been connected. That's why I have come here. So this is the way these politicians, you know, doing things actually. And people know it very well. Now it is naked in the, people got so frustrated that, you know what is going on. I again don't want to mention the names, but you know, we people who are reading papers, they know it very well what's going on today in the society. So we have to be very careful here. Srila Prabhupada said that the technical karma of the attitude with materialistic people is samsara vairagya, and as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, that the four types, four classes of men receive understanding of the spiritual life or God. One is that is called artharth, means who wants material, means Arth means those people who are very distressed condition. Jnanis means inquisitive people, and artharthi means who wants material prosperity, and jnani means who have knowledge. Actually, without knowledge, one spiritual life sometimes is very difficult, because even these three types of people, you know, as soon as their condition is fulfilled, and if they haven't got knowledge, they will not stay long in the spiritual life. So jnana is very, very essential. Until unless it's said there, especially when one is in a distressed condition, one becomes very much interested in God. Therefore, Kunti Maharani said in her prayer to Lord Krishna that she prefer distress to happiness, distress to a happy mood of life. The material world, one who is happy, because they always forget Krishna when person is very happy. And sometimes, if one is actually pious but is in distress, he remember Krishna. So what she is suggesting, if somebody is pious and is distressed, he will remember Krishna. But here, Queen Kunti therefore preferred distress because it is an opportunity to remember Krishna. When Krishna was leaving Kunti Devi for his own, when Krishna was leaving for Dwarka, at that time, Kunti Maharani said, was very regretfully said that she was better off in distress because Krishna was always present. Whereas now that the Pandavas were situated in their kingdom, Krishna is going away. For the devotee, distress is as an opportunity to remember personality of Godhead constantly. So it is always, we have to understand, because it's very difficult to remember, you know, dukhme sumaran sab kare aur sukhme kare na koi. People, you know, remember God, you know, when they are in a very distressful condition. So here it is Srila Prabhupada finally said it, that that as already discussed, this body is made according to our desire. As is stated in that sloka, in the purport, that Ishvara Sarva Bhutana Hridayase, Lord is sitting in our heart and He is ready and willing to fulfill our desire. Ishvara Sarva Bhutana Hridayase Ajuntrishtiti. And according to our desire, Yo Yathamam Prapajante Tam Stam Bhajamyam. Not only in this life, He will fulfill our desire. Yam yam bapi san mukta tajyante kalivaram. 8th chapter. At the time of death, here Krishna is explaining that according to the desire of the person, he will make arrangement. So not Krishna is so kind that only, this is the science of Bhagavad Gita. The Krishna is ready and willing to fulfill. He is not going to fulfill our desire. He is not going to take away our freedom. He has given instruction in Bhagavad Gita that follow these instructions, surrender to me. Don't be hypocrite. Develop the service habit, how to serve, because without serving, love and trust will never come. And we can never become devotee. Service is the foundation of spiritual life. So until unless we develop, if that is our desire, Krishna will make arrangement. And because of that arrangement only, we will develop bhakti. But there must be desire. Our desire is today, just like I gave Maharaj yesterday mentioned the story of Kailash, but I always say the story of one doctor. And in that story, when I told the doctor, if you want to be happy, please have desire. I go to temple. Okay, doctor, going to temple is ritual. It's not spiritual. Then he asked me, what is the difference between ritual and spiritual? I said, doctor, the way, it's a big story, time is over. The big story that, doctor, you are doing operation and your son met with a serious accident and by your wife informed you. So you left the operation and gave that job to some other doctor. Because for you, your son was also very important. And another story, you have done 8 operations, and 4 o'clock in the evening when you wanted to take your lunch, and your nurse phoned you, the doctor, the last patient you have operated, he is vomiting blood. And immediately you gave up your lunch. You were hungry the whole day, and you gone to hospital. So doctor, until unless you come to the situation, just like for your son, you gave up your operation, you came out of from the operation theater, leaving the operation incomplete, or giving charge to some other doctor, or you are hungry whole day, but when nurse phoned you that what she should do when the patient is vomiting, you immediately have gone to hospital to take care of the patient. Until unless we develop that type of tendency in our life, in our family life or our professional life, that we are ready and willing to give the same quality time which we are giving to our family and to our profession. If we are not giving that quality time to Krishna, then whatever we are doing is all ritual. Until unless we give quality time to Krishna, He is sitting in our heart, He knows everything. We are eating our previous bank balance from the previous life. And the day our previous bank balance is over, we will be miserable. You see, some people take birth and at the time of birth they are multimillionaire. Another person is the beggar on the street, means not having a glass of milk even. Because, so those people who have got facilities, how lucky we are sitting here. There are millions of people, they have not got the opportunity to hear Bhagavatam and come into contact of Srila Prabhupada's disciple or read these books. So we are very lucky we got this opportunity and we must take advantage of it. If opportunity is given and if we don't take advantage, we will suffer very heavily. Actually, the punishment is very heavy to the people who knows the law. If a donkey is crossing a road, the police will not catch on the red light. But our car, police will immediately catch it. So human form of life is meant for self-realization. It's not meant for economic development. So we should, that is already been destined. So we should not waste. I repeat all the time this thing because I feel because the material world, everybody is working for only material thing, which they cannot increase their financial position or their standard even 1% by working hard. On the contrary, they are creating more problem for themselves. As I mentioned previously, that material solution and which we want to bring to solve our problem will, is like a fire, you are like a butter you are putting on the fire. So our only, be happy what our Lord has given, be happy whatever the Lord has, Chanakya Pandit said, you be happy with three things, with your wife, whatever type of wife you got, or husband, whatever type you got, you be happy whatever food you are available to you. That is your karma from the past life. And whatever money you have got, you should be happy by that. And surrender to Krishna. And Krishna promises, Aham tam sarva papena mokshani masich. And Krishna will take care of everything. He will fulfill our desire if we surrender to Krishna, and Krishna will do the needful. Hare Krishna. Anybody any comment or question? Time is over, I think. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yeah.